Welcome to Gardening with Angelo on News Radio WTAM 1100. Now your host, Angelo Patiti.
Good morning and welcome to Gardening with Angelo. Our phone number, area code 216-578-1100 or 216-578-1111. Well, kind of a moist day out there. We actually had a pretty nice week, on the dry side. Seems like we have a little bit of rain the next couple of days. With fall being here and the cool weather, definitely it's established into shutting everything down. Some of the last few things that you may want to get done. Make sure that you continue to lower your lawnmower. You want to get down to 1.5 inches. That's really the perfect height that you want to make the last grass cut. You don't want to leave that grass any higher than that. At the end of the season. So we probably have another two or three mowing to do. Sometimes we mow the whole month of November. Sometimes we don't. But this year looks like the weather is going to stay in the 40s. So in the 40s, the grass still does grow. So you want to make sure that you stay on top of that. The last thing you want to do is leave that grass too tall for the winter. So you don't want it to mat down. You don't want it to get rotted. So that's where the snow mold sets in. That's also where sometimes the you have to go ahead and reseed the area. So pay attention to that. If you have not fed your lawn, if you're not giving your last feeding, great time to do that. Anytime in the next couple of weeks, you want to get it done before it gets too cold. To be out there. If you have any weeds if you see that your lawn is weedy, you can definitely use a weed killer, liquid weed killer. Weed Beater Ultra is really the best thing that works at this time of the year. That's the only thing that works at 45 degrees or higher. If you see that you have patches of weeds, especially some of the viney ones like the ground ivy or the veronicas, you want to make sure that you address that before, than later. So you want to make sure that you keep that under control. Plenty of time to plant trees and shrubs, plenty of time to plant perennials, plenty of time to plant bulbs. As long as the ground is workable, you can definitely keep planting. It's really a great time to plant. It's pretty much maintenance free. You do it this time of the year. It doesn't take a whole lot of maintenance from them. Probably next week should be, we've had a couple good frosts. Some places a little bit more than that. So all the tender bulbs, like the cannas and the dahlias, the gladiolus, that seems like they're pretty well done now for the year. I would go ahead and lift those up. When you lift them up, remove as much of the dirt possible with your hands, and then just set them in the garage on top of a table. Just let them air dry. You want them to be as dry as you can possibly be. So make sure that you go ahead and remove all the soil. Once you have all the soil removed and they are dry, I cannot stress enough, they have to be bone dry. If there's any kind of moisture, if you store them with any kind of moisture, what's going to happen? They'll just keep on rotting through the winter. So you want to make sure that they are dry. Remove as much of the dirt as you can with your fingers. You're just going to take it off. Do not wash them. You really want them to be as dry as you can. When you go to wash them, sometimes a little bit of moisture sets in that pocket. You want to avoid that. Spray them with sulfur dust, whenever you go to store them. And the best thing to store them with is either peat moss, perlite, or vermiculite. You want to make sure that it is absolute bone dry. Put about 1 or 2 inches layer on the bottom. Place all your bulbs on top of that. Leave a little bit of space in between, and then fill the whole thing up with either the peat moss or whatever you're going to use. Fill that all up, and then cut some holes on the side so that there's some air through there, and store them in a cool, dry place. So whatever you have, a cool, dry place in your basement, they cannot freeze. As long they need to be cold, but they they cannot freeze. If they freeze, they're pretty well gone. If you want to store geranium roots, if you want to bring the geraniums in and you want to store them, the best way to do that is, cut the geraniums back and probably, if you got a couple frosts on them, that's really the perfect time to do it. You dig up the clump, you cut them down to like about 8 inches. Same thing there. You let them sit. You let them dry down a little bit. You want all the foliage to be removed off them. You don't want to store any foliage whatsoever. Just the stalks. And, same thing there. You let them dry. Then you go ahead and put the, peat moss or vermiculite or perlite at the bottom. The same way that you store the spring bulbs, you store the geranium roots through the winter. Every so often, maybe like about once a month, kind of run your hands through there, make sure that they you don't feel any moisture. As long as they stay good and dry, they should be perfect for for spring whenever you go to put that in. The house plants, the hibiscus, the oleanders, you can go ahead and bring those in now. They definitely got the cooling. They definitely got a light frost on them. Clean them all up. I hope you have sprayed them with systemic granulars. I hope that you have done that already. If you haven't, I would leave them in a garage, put that on, wait a few days, and then go ahead and bring them in. But I would go ahead and treat them again before you bring them in anyway, and then just to spray the leaves with an insecticidal soap, clean it all up, remove all the dead leaves off of them, shake the tree so everything falls off that's already mature, and then go ahead and bring them in. Bring in your Christmas cactus. They're ready to come in, so those should be all set and all budded up, ready to go for the Christmas. Feed all your evergreens, junipers, hollies, taxus, arborvitaes, any of the evergreens, anything that holds leaves through the winter. Go ahead and feed them holly tone and iron tone, and feed them extra heavy at this time of the year. This will really set them up for spring, and then when it comes next spring in late April, feed them again, and then you feed them again at end of June, middle of July. Your Pagazandra, they're very susceptible to the funguses, so you want to make sure that you go ahead and clean those all up. You want to remove all the old, as much of the old leaves that fall off on there, clean it all out real well. Feed them heavy with the holly tone and iron tone, and then I would also spray a fungicide on them. I would use the Infuse, just go ahead and spray that on there so that they would be all ready to go for next spring. And don't forget the birds from now on. The birds are going to be looking for food, so keep those bird feeders full so that they have a place to go to. And next Thursday night, November 1st, we will have a Christmas open house in all the stores. The stores will be ready, and there'll be really quite something to see there. You are listening to Gardening with Angelo. Our phone number is area code 216-578-1100 or 216-578-1111. Short pause. We'll be right back.
Back to Gardening with Angelo on News Radio WTAM 1100. Once again, Angelo Petiti.
We're back. You are listening to Gardening with Angelo. Our phone number is area code 216-578-1100 or 216-578-1111. Good morning, our Angelo.
Hello.
Yes, good morning.
Okay. Better make sure it was me. I had a lousy garden this year for some reason or other. But anyway, one of the things that bothered me, and I don't know what I did wrong, all my eggplants had almost like a scab from the stem down. It was they were brownish green instead of.
You had like a fungus on there, like a, almost like a, you could peel it off.
No, you really can't. It's just part of the skin.
That was part of the skin.
Yeah, and my peppers were the same way.
Huh. Is it moist where it's at? When you plant your garden, you mount your garden?
It's a raised beds.
Okay. Even with that, you know what I would do next year? When you go to put your furrows in, create an area where you just kind of channel lift up the dirt about 8 inches, and then create the channels in between. That's really from aeration, and also from excessive moisture. We've had a tremendous, you know, we're like about 17 inches of rain above normal. So the moisture level has been much higher this year. But when you mound your soil about 8 inches high, and then you create those channels, and when you go to water the garden, you're just watering those channels versus on the plants, mm-hmm. You will find that the aeration.
I use a hose, a hose system.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a soaker hose system.
Yep. Which is, you know, it's very good. But I would still, the aeration that that mound creates, it really makes a huge difference. And you will find that your plants will do so much better with that.
It wasn't so bad on the eggplant because, you know, I peeled it. But for the peppers, I really couldn't eat them because, you know, you eat the skin.
Yeah, right. I just have, I've never quite seen that right on the plants themselves. I mean, on the fruit themselves.
Yeah,
I've never seen that on there, but that's you can also, you know, another thing that you can do as we get into the warm weather, use fungicide, the copper fungicide on it. That will really prevent anything from starting. That's all, you know, it's a all organic. It really works well. That's something that when we get into this moist period. Using that copper fungicide on the plants really prevents anything to establish on them. But that aeration that creates in the roots, you'll be quite amazed at how much bigger of a root system you have, how much stronger of a plant that will be.
Okay, well, that's something to remember for next year then.
Yeah, and okay. I'll make sure I mention it again in the spring.
Okay, thank you.
All right, anything else?
No, that's about it.
All right. Well, you have a great day.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye. Morning, Angelo.
Good morning, Angelo.
How are we doing?
Great. How are you today?
Excellent. Thank you.
Good. I got several questions here. First, I bought my first perennial hibiscus this year. So how do I winterize that?
The perennial? You don't do anything to it. You just let it go. Then when it comes in the spring, you cut it down to the ground. And just keep in mind that is the last plant to come up. It will not come up until about the end of May. So while you see all the other plants grow and come up, and that one there just kind of lags behind, you don't think that it's dead. It's not dead. It just is the last thing that comes up.
And what do I fertilize it with?
At that time, as soon as you start to see it come up, just go ahead and feed it with Plantone. Great plant. That's a plant that gets better and better and better over the years.
Yeah, we love the flowers that we had, and so we're looking forward to it.
Another tip on that, as the flowers fall off, you can take, you don't have to do this every day, but like on a weekly or biweekly basis, whatever the flower was at, go down like 3 nodes, pinch that, you will keep getting flowers all the way into this time of the year, all the way into the end of October.
Oh, all right, great. Great. Okay. Second is I did overseed my front lawn and, you know, did the thatching and so forth.
Okay.
And got the caravans coming in very nicely. I didn't do that to my sides, just, you know, it's not the primary area, but I'm thinking about just overseeding it in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay to do?
Absolutely. I would do that as early as you can. I would do that if you can get on there in late February. If you can walk on it, so it, you know, it's not squishy where, you know, you're making you're compacting the soil. The earlier you do it, the better. That will as the soil temperature goes up, it will germinate, and there's no work whatsoever at that time of the year. And by the time we get into the end of April, it will be growing just like the other grass is growing.
And do the same thing, lime it? And
I would lime it, I would, over here, unless you live close to the lake, unless you're in a very sandy area, I would really strongly advise to lime on a yearly basis.
Okay.
Because everything will work so much better. That, you know, that goes for your vegetable garden, for your flower areas. For your plants, our soil just does not drain well enough. And after a while, the acidity just builds up in it, and then you're only going to get partial value out of your fertilizer, because what it does just not let it release everything out. And in some cases, you're just wasting your money.
Okay. And I bought some seed in that, but it has fertilizer in it from your store.
Yep, that's fine.
How long after that can I, we have a service that comes out to put just the regular, weed killer and so forth. How long is it?
Once the grass is up and it's established, then they can go ahead and do that.
So maybe 4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Probably like that.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the last one, I called you a while back about a buckthorn that I was having some problems with, and I did, I sprayed it with systemic bug spray, and just to be sure, I did the infuse as well. Now, should I spray that any more this year?
No.
Or wait till spring?
No, I would not do anything else to that this year. What I would do is when it comes in the spring, before the tree buds up, I would use the all-season oil on it.
Okay.
So that would, before anything starts to grow, that what the oil does, it will actually penetrate into the skin of the tree. And if there are any eggs there that were laid through the late summer and fall, that will basically suffocate all the eggs so that nothing will hatch out of it.
Okay. And it, just for my my benefit, I can give it a spray with that infused just to...
I would do that after the leaves are out.
Okay.
But, doing it before that, it's a waste of money.
Okay. All right, great.
Okay.
All right, very good.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Have a great day.
Thank you, too.
Bye-bye. Morning, Hour Angelo. Hello, good morning.
Angelo?
Yes, good morning.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had burned out my backyard and replanted this fall with... the Black Beauty seed, and that worked really well. Unfortunately, we got that cold snap, and it's up about probably about 3 inches, but it just kind of stopped right there.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah.
Just before I would mow it, that kind of thing. And I wasn't sure. There are some spots that are thinner. Should I just wait until spring to try to fill that in?
Yeah, I would go ahead and what I would do now, it gets dry enough that you can go over and cut it, I would definitely cut that. You really don't want to leave that 3 inches high. And even though, we had these few days with frost that kind of stopped things, but the soil is still warm. The soil temperature is still in the 50s. So the roots are still developing and the stuff is still growing. And if we get, if next month the weather doesn't get very cold, that will keep growing the whole month of November.
Okay, so the root system will still
continue. Yeah, absolutely. If it warms up, also the top will be growing. But whenever you get a chance that, it dries up enough, I would go ahead and mow it. Want to mow it on the high side the first time. And then the second time, go ahead and lower. You want to leave that at about an inch and a half to 2 inches, no higher than that.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, and what I did was I put that sweet peat over the top of it, a nice thin layer.
Yep.
Would I need to do the lime like you were talking about?
I would definitely lime the lawn whenever you get a chance. Just lime the whole place for spring, and you're pretty well done. This way in the winter, it really goes down. And then in the spring, as soon as you can walk on that grass, the earlier the earlier the better, that you can go ahead and put the just put the fertilizer down, put your seed down. Just go ahead and do that.
Do I need to rake that into the bare spot?
No. I would just if you do it early enough, it will bind to that soil.
Okay.
Try to do it if the weather permits. As soon as you can walk on it, if it's February that you can walk on it, just go ahead and do it.
Okay.
And then when it comes in March, whenever you're gonna feed your lawn, then go ahead and do that at the same time. But get the seed down, the earlier the better.
Okay, that sounds great. I did that starter feed,
the fertilizer.
I don't need to do any more fertilizer?
No, you're done with that.
That's good. Yeah, I don't want to overdo it. That's
You don't. It comes at a point you want that to start to dormatize, and that's really what you're trying to get to now.
Right. I was hoping to build the root system more than anything at this point. anyway.
Yep.
Okay, and one last thing, just real quick. I have a burning bush. It's kind of it's huge. It's very healthy and loves where it is. But when can I kind of cut that down?
The best time to do that is the end of March, early April.
Okay.
Not
fall here.
No, you don't want to touch that now. What you do is you wait until and it varies, you know, some years it's, late March, some years it's early April. You wait until these little buds, they look like a rice, the size of a rice.
Sure, I remember that.
Yeah, so when you see those show up, that is the time to go ahead and cut it back. You can cut it back as hard as you want. If you want to take it back halfway, halfway. It's the only time that you can do that. So, you know, cut it back hard enough to whatever it fits the area that you have there now. And then, you know, feed it and it'll be out and then you're pretty well done.
And just a plantone to feed it?
Plantone and iron tone.
Osmocote.
Yeah.
Osmocote.
Yep. No,
okay.
You know, plantone. Plantone.
Oh, plantone. Okay.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, you have a great day.
You too.
Yeah. Bye bye. Mark Yarangelo.
Yes, I have a Eastern red bud tree that's dead. It leaves back in mid-August, and literally right now it still has remaining thick leaves on it as we speak right now. It's planted on the south side of my house in the dead center of my yard. There's no other trees, no shade, direct sun.
Okay.
I'm thinking about perhaps it had disease on it. I looked on the underneath the leaves. It had like some dark spots on it, but it totally shed it this year.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Did it? So when did the leaves fall off?
Mid August.
Before you take it out. What I would do is, if you can just get a little sharp knife and just kind of check the bark, make sure that it is totally dry. If it's totally dry, then I would go ahead and take it out. Red buds are very sensitive to moisture. So if that tree happened to be planted at a time when we had a lot of rain right after it, in our soil, sometimes the water gets trapped in there, and it kind of becomes a little bit of a pool, and that rots the roots very quickly. They're very, very sensitive to moisture. Once they get rooted, you know, that you will never be able to hurt them again. But in that period where they go from just, you know, in a pocket of a pot or a ball, and the roots have to get out. It's very, very important that the water doesn't sit there. So that could have been one of the reasons. They do very well in our area. You know, they're a native over here. We definitely have them in the woods. So that's not something that it's not hard enough or doesn't do well here. Red buds do extremely, extremely well here. But the first thing I would do is sometimes they will shed their leaves, but the plant is still good. So I would check that first before you take it out.
I do have it. I have another one that I had planted, and it's doing fine, and the leaves are all intact, but it's facing the north side.
Well, the southwest is not the best exposure for them, but they've still done. Okay, unless they're wide open where they get wind whipped in the winter, where sometimes they'll dehydrate some. But where you planted it, the time that you planted it, that's not the cause that did it. I think personally, it's moisture. If the tree, and sometimes if they get damaged a little bit, they will shed their leaves as a way for them to stay alive. So that's why I say I would check it first before you take it out.
One more question. I have some canna lilies.
Mm-hmm.
Do you wait until a hard frost hit to cut them off?
Yeah, I would wait until a good frost really knocks them out, and then take them out and dry them. and you can just put them, you know, just store them in a cool, dark place, and you know, just use some peat moss, very dry peat moss. Set them, but before you store them, make sure that they are real dry. Another way that you can keep if lilies in there, you can also leave them in the ground. You can just put about 6 or 8 inches of mulch right on top of the area where they're planted, and they should come out of it okay.
Okay. Let me go back to my original question. If I have to take out that tree, I do have a dwarf Japanese maple. Can I put it in that existing?
I wouldn't put a Japanese maple right in the middle of a wide open area.
Okay.
I wouldn't do that.
All right.
All right. Okay. You have a great day.
Yeah.
We're going to take a short pause for the news. We will be right back.
Back to Gardening with Angelo on News Radio WTAM 1100. Once again, Angelo Petitti.
We're back. You are listening to Gardening with Angelo. Our phone number, area code 216-578-1100 or 216-578-1111. Good morning, get out, Angelo. Hello, good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Good morning. Go ahead.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Good morning, Angela.
Yes, good morning.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't know it was on. I want to ask you a question about transplanting at this time. I know we can plant azaleas and such, but is it okay to transplant at this time?
What are you trying to transplant?
An azalea plant?
Yep, absolutely. You definitely can.
Oh, I can. And how about, I have some phlox. That creepy phlox, the tall one, is this an okay?
No, the phlox I would wait. The phlox I would wait till spring.
Okay.
I would wait, on, you know, in the spring, as soon as you start to see it come out, but it's like about an inch tall, okay. then go ahead and you can get the whole clump and just go ahead and move it, no problem. But I think at this time of the year, it gets very risky.
Okay. Is it better to cut those down for the wintertime?
Yeah, I would just go ahead. I would just go ahead and cut them down to the ground.
Okay. Okay. And then I had some guys take some trees down a couple days ago, and the damage to my lawn is pretty severe. A lot of grooves that were cut in, and also some scorching of the dust and some pieces pulled up. I know you said it was too late to plant seed. I'm up near the lake. What about trying to at least establish getting some dirt and maybe try?
Yeah, you can go ahead and get the area ready. You know, you can clean it up and, you know, fill in the areas where, you know, the tree did some indentation in the lawn. Now, you know, you could still seed, you know, if the weather in November stays in the 40s and 50s, it will germinate. You know, it's not going to grow, big enough, but it will definitely germinate. Now, if we get into, you know, really, really cold temperatures, it won't. But the seed will establish itself there and will be ready to go in the spring.
Okay. It'll start right up. Okay. That's what I needed. Thanks for your help.
All right. Have a great day. Yeah, bye-bye. Morgan Arangelo.
Hello.
Good morning.
Somebody gave me an orchid, and the roots are all above the dirt.
Okay.
Is that the way it's supposed to be,
yes,
or do I need
No, that's the way it's supposed to be.
Okay, so it's in a small pot.
It's in a 4.5-inch pot.
Yeah, it's very small.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Is that way it should be?
Yep. That, you know, they can stay in there for quite a while.
Okay.
If you intend to keep it going.
I'd like to keep
okay.
it.
All right. So basically all you do, you know, is it in bloom now?
No, that's the other thing I was going to, because I had like 5 blooms on it.
Okay.
And I didn't know if they were supposed to die off and then come back.
Yeah. Basically what you do is you just kind of, from now on, you just kind of leave it alone. Don't cut it back, just to leave it there. And then what happens, it takes about 6 months for that to rebloom again, rebud again. What I would do is, you know, keep it in an area where you get some good light, but not direct sunlight.
Mm-hmm.
And water it once a week. So
give it 3 ice cubes of that.
You could do that. Or if you decide, you know, if you take like, you pick a day that it's easy for you to remember. Just take that day and, you know, take the plant, put it in, just water real well, leave it in a sink overnight, and then the next morning you just take it and put it back into, you know, into the pot. And the foliage will grow. The stems, you will see some of it will die, but you leave the stem there. Some of it will die, but it will rebranch off of the old stem.
I have, like, there's, like, the old stem is there because it was growing straight up. And then now there's, like, three coming out from the side.
From
they're,
the
like, soft
right, okay. They will set buds. That's where the buds will set.
Okay. So, and
the only way you can kill that plant is by overwatering.
I don't want to. And it had a little bit of water sitting on the dirt. Dump that out?
Yeah, you don't want any water sitting there. That's why I say you just water it once a week. And just, you know, let it go through and then set it in a pot and leave it there for the week. If you do that on a religious base, you will find that the plant will thrive. And when it reblooms, it will rebloom for a long time. It will rebloom for like about 5 or 6 months, believe it or not. It takes a lot.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, this is the first one I've had, and I didn't know what to do with it.
Yeah,
so.
Every 3 months, you feed it with orchid food. It's a special food that has got all the minors and the minerals that the plant needs.
I do that now?
I would do that every 3 months. If it's not been fed, feed it now, and then just put it on a schedule that every 3 months you feed it.
Okay. It had like 3 good sized leaves on it when I got it. Now it's got 5 with a new one coming out.
It's doing well. And one of the old leaves, whenever you see one of those turn yellow, that means that you go ahead and cut that off. And it is going to happen because they're evergreens. They will recycle. As they get all these new leaves on, you are going to lose some of the old leaves.
Okay. And I have some raspberries. How do we trim those? How much do we trim off of those?
Are they ever bearing? Do they bear all summer and fall? Or just one time?
No, all summer.
Okay, so that, you cut those right down to the ground. The ever bearing, you cut them at ground level.
Okay. And
then in the spring, you feed them. Feed them heavy with plant tone and iron tone, and do that again at the end of June.
Okay. And then tiger lilies and hostas, is it too late to move them?
I would not move those now. I would wait until spring.
Okay. And
the tiger lilies, I would do that right after they bloom.
Oh, okay. And my lilac, I can't give it any more fertilizer or anything right now, right?
It's very small. Yeah, I would not feed it in now. But what I would do is you can give it triple phosphate. That's really what makes the lilacs really bloom well. I would go ahead and do that.
Okay. So I can do that now?
Yep, I would do that now.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Have a great day. Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye.
Maria Arangelo.
Good morning, Angela.
Good morning. How are we doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you.
Wonderful. First of all, I would like to thank you for sharing your knowledge with us each week. I always miss you when you turn off for the winter season. It makes the winter go longer. I have a question about a trumpet vine.
Uh-huh.
I have it on a 6-foot trellis, and it's pretty tall. Do I cut that back for the winter?
You can leave that alone and then cut, or you can just let it go and then in the spring just shape it at that time. Just to keep in mind that trumpet vines bloom on new wood.
Oh, okay.
So, setting it up to where you remove a lot of the old wood but leave enough there to create more growth off for the blooms. That's really the goal there. And through the summer, nothing wrong with trimming them as they get out of hand.
How far should I cut it back now, do you think, from the ground?
It's on a trellis.
Yes.
I would just go ahead and cut it so that it's still on the trellis, but not out of the trellis.
Okay, very good. I don't have any Hollytone left, but I have Plantone. Could I use that on the evergreens?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
And
the difference between the two, the other one's got just quite a bit more acid to it.
Okay.
That's the difference. But you have that. Just go ahead and use that. And then in the spring, just feed it the Hollytone.
Okay, and then my last question is, should I also fertilize a rhododendron and boxwood at this time?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
That's all for today.
All right.
Thank you so much.
You have a great day.
You too.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye.
Margaret Arangelo.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Very good, thank you. My arborvitae, should I give it halitone now, and how about iron?
Halitone and iron tone now.
Okay, both.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, they're shedding like crazy right now.
Okay.
You know what while you're going to do that, as you're going to kind of shake them a little bit,
mm-hmm.
so let all the dry needles fall off, you know, so that they'll collect on the ground.
Yes, yes.
And they'll have a good chance to rot, and they really add some nice compost to the soil for spring.
Okay, great. I have a Montauk daisy.
Okay.
And it's the last of the blooms are on it now. All open. Do I cut that down now this time of year in the fall when it's done blooming?
Yeah, if you get a chance, whenever they get done blooming, we'll definitely cut them down to the ground. By any chance the weather does not allow us to, we get a lot of snow, we get a big snow and that, and you don't get to it, it's not going to hurt the plant any. When it comes in the spring or through the winter, whenever it's it permits, just go ahead and cut it down then.
Oh, okay. And my last question, I have a Mandevilla in a 12-inch pot from last year, and it's very bushy, blooming its head off still, and it's growing up a post onto a arbor.
Okay.
How do I prepare that for winter? I don't remember what I did last year.
You can do it two ways. One, like right now, did you get a frost at your house yet?
No, not on that.
Not on that, okay.
My figs got it, but that didn't.
Okay, and leave the figs out. I forgot to mention that. Leave the figs out till the end of November at the earliest. You want them to be totally dormatized. But on the via, what I would do is I would cut that back now,
okay.
So you can remove it off the posts and that.
Yeah.
And then just bring, if you can just... cut it down to like maybe about 15, 18 inches, okay? And then bring it in. All you need there is a room that would get some good light, but not direct sunlight.
If I want to keep it dormatized.
Okay,
I have a garage that doesn't freeze.
Okay, then if you could, there was the second option. So now that over there. So wait until we get a frost, but not a freeze.
Okay.
So once we get a frost, that will dormatize the plant. At that time, cut it off and just, cut it down to like about 8 to 12 inches and clean it all out, take all the leaves out, put it in a water well, put it in the garage, put it someplace out of the way, and then just get a sheet or something that you can just cover it with,
mm-hmm.
or a piece of burlap.
Okay.
Okay, and just leave it there, and then about once a month, you just give it a little bit of water.
Okay.
Then when it comes in the spring, at the end of January, by the end of March, they should start to get budded up. As soon as you start to see it budded up, go ahead and start feeding it. At that time, I would feed it Osmocote. And as the leaves come on, help it with some Miracle-Gro, because they're going to be very light on light, and it'll start all over again.
I don't remember covering it up in the garage last year.
I would do that just in case we get a real cold. Even sometimes just opening and closing the garage door if you leave the that open.
My garage only goes down to about 34, the lowest, in zero temperatures.
I would still put a piece of burlap on them.
Oh, okay.
I would cover them a little bit. They'll keep the heat in a little bit more.
Okay, very good.
All right.
Thank you very much.
All right. Well, you have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Morning, Howard Angelo.
Morning, Angelo.
Good morning. How are we doing?
Good. I'm assuming it's too late to plant winter wheat.
I mean, you could plant it, actually. It will come up a little bit. It's not going to be as tall by the time you're ready to turn that over.
Mm-hmm.
But you can still plant it.
And I'm assuming that should be covered with some soil. You can't just put it on the ground.
Yeah, we just cover it with just a very light coating, like about 1/8 of an inch, just enough to have a little bit of cover on there. You can either use soil or sweet peat.
Okay. And also, I have wisterias growing on trellises, and it's okay to cut that back now?
Yeah, you can cut them back now, or, you know, what I would do, are they too big? Are they getting too big for the trellis? Or
they're very overgrown.
Yeah, what I would do, I would still leave the main stalk on the trellis. I would just cut everything else off.
Okay.
You know, don't cut it down. Don't cut it down at ground level or right. low. Just go ahead and cut it all back so it's still on the trellis.
Okay.
And then because all your buds are, you know, they're going to be, they're already formed on there, and you can see them. So mm-hmm. make sure you leave the buds there. That's all your blooms.
Okay. And should I feed that at all now? Or
no, not now, but in a spring.
Okay. And also, we want to plant a pot with bulbs. If we plant a like an 18-inch pot with flower bulbs,
okay,
we put that in. We leave that outside over the winter, or
you can do it two ways. You can plant it, keep it outside, or put it right in a garage, in a cold garage, not a heated garage.
Right.
Or you can plant them, put them up against the house, the most protected area, and cover them up with either mulch or leaves and something that'll keep right around the pot and the top.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever you want to pull it out, it'll take about 6 weeks from the time you take it out for it to bloom.
Okay. And also, with thinking about planting apple trees in the yard, is uh-huh. that okay to do that now, I'm assuming?
Pardon? It's not too late.
Okay.
No, you can go ahead and plant those. As long as you can work the ground, you can plant them. Actually, you're way ahead of the game by planting them now.
Okay. And do I need two varieties per pollination?
Yeah, I would definitely put two. I would definitely put different varieties in there, absolutely.
Okay, and I'm sure the deer will bother them if I don't protect them somehow.
Yeah, well, what I would make sure that you wrap the, you know, the trunk. Mm-hmm. They have those plastic twirls.
Right.
They fit on there really nice, and they really do a much better job than burlap.
Okay.
So there's some, I just put those on there. There should be enough for them to stay away from, you know, rubbing them.
Okay, very good.
All right.
Well, I think that's all.
All
Thank
right.
you very much.
Have a great day. Yeah. Bye bye.
You too. Bye.
Morning, Angelo. Yeah. Hello.
Morning.
Good morning. How we doing?
Oh, good, good. I have a beautiful Japanese maple, and a storm came through, and a tree came down, and just about shaved all the branches off. I got a trunk and a couple branches. Is there anything I can do to possibly save it?
Yeah, yeah. Actually, the tree itself will be still okay from a survival mode.
Uh-huh.
But what I would do is, you know, when it comes in the spring, just go ahead and kind of, you can do this like the end of February. Just kind of shape it, you know, trim it back, and there'll be more branches coming out of the trunk and the side, and it'll take about 2-3 years for that to refill back, but it will refill.
Oh, great. Okay, thank you.
All right, well,
you
have a great day.
Yeah,
bye-bye. Morning, Angelo.
Hello, Angelo.
Good morning.
I had a terrible problem with lawn weeds this year, especially the clover and crabgrass and ground ivy.
Okay.
And the clover, especially hard to control. I've applied weed killer a couple times, and it's still hard to get under control.
Yeah, use this Weed Beater Ultra.
Okay.
Okay. This is, you know, this has Trimac in it. Trimac is really what controls that stuff the best. So just, and you can, if you have some now, you can actually spray it now.
Okay.
Not today, but, you know, if we get a clear day next week, the temperature, this will work with 45 degree temperatures, and the stuff works phenomenal. So if you get a chance to do that now, I would go ahead and do that. And then be very aware of it in the spring. Those are the first things that come up in the spring.
Okay.
By first thing, I mean like early March, you'll start to see it already. So as soon as you see it in March, go ahead and hit it again, and then overseed over the area.
Okay. What about Halts Plus crabgrass preventer? How does that work?
Yeah, sure it works.
Okay.
Yeah, you cannot seed with that.
Right.
Okay. So if you're going to do any kind of seeding, you want to use the one that that is made for seeding.
Okay. Okay. All
right.
Terrible problem with the weeds this year. I assume it's because of all the rain.
Yeah, that but you know, if you start early, especially like with ground ivy and clover, That is the easiest way to control it. So get that Weed Beater Ultra. The stuff is phenomenal. I say you can use it now. You can get rid of a lot of it now. And then just be very vigilant in March before it gets going, and you'll get it all under control.
Okay, there's another weed, too. It's real small. It looks like clover, but the leaves are a lot smaller.
There are different varieties of clover.
Okay.
Yeah, but there is a clover. I don't know which one you're talking about. But, yeah, that will control that.
And it doesn't grow very high.
No, only about an inch and a half, 2 inches.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
All right, have a great day.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Morgan, Angelo.
Hello.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. How about yourself?
Very good. Thank you. I received a Hot Lips turtle head plant.
Uh-huh.
It's beautiful. And we planted it, and I think we put it in the wrong place where the wind comes between the two houses.
Uh-huh.
We put it there because we could see it from the kitchen window, and we were watching the bees that just loved it.
Yep.
Now, what do I do about winter over, and should I put some kind of protection for it?
Yeah, you really don't have to do anything to it. They're very hardy for here. The only thing that I would do is make sure that the top is mulched.
Okay, and how deep?
Like 2 inches.
Okay. And that's it.
In the spring, as it comes up, feed it. Feed it again in June, and you're going to have a beautiful plant there next year.
A feed with what?
A plantain.
Plantain, okay. Okay, great. It's a beautiful plant.
Oh, yeah.
It's
really gorgeous.
Really beautiful.
Yep.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, you have a great day.
We really appreciate your program.
Well, thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Morgan Alvarangelo.
Good morning.
Oh, you're more than welcome.
Few quick questions for you. This is our first time growing eggplant. We placed it in a pot on the deck, and the fruits were extremely bitter. Is there anything you recommend? Or
bitter?
Yes, very bitter when we...
What variety was it, you know?
I don't recall the variety.
Actually, growing eggplants in pots is much better than growing them in the ground. They're much easier to control.
Mm-hmm.
You know, next year, the classic is a really good one. And then there's an Italian eggplant. They're long. They're about 3 inches wide and long. You will be very, very happy with those. And I know that those produce extremely well. I know, I don't grow them in pots, but a lot of my friends grow them in pots, and they're extremely, extremely successful with those.
Okay, is there a difference when you're harvesting, when it's smaller or later? They have to be the mature.
You know, they have to be the mature. But the bitterness has nothing to do with that. That's either varietal, or that's about the only thing that I can think of, is that there would be a varietal for that to be bitter. But generally, they grow extremely, extremely well in pots, and they're very easy to grow. You have a lot more control in pots, but try those varieties. I think you'll be very pleased with those.
Okay, I'll try that one next year.
Okay.
Okay, and the second thing is I have a quick fire hydrangea. This year it was extremely loaded with flies. Any recommendations for that?
Flies?
Like
black flies?
Yeah, the black flies. I went into the store, and they recommended the Bayer Insect Control Spray, which I tried. That didn't work, so I tried Orthomax Home Defense. Nothing worked.
Yeah, the only thing that I can think of that you could use on fly that it might help. You're talking about just black flies that just kind of hung around there?
Yeah, they were on all the flowers, and it's happened before, but never to this extent. And it broke my heart, but I had to cut them off in July because they was by my front door. They started going in the house and such. Yeah.
Wow, I never seen that before.
Hmm.
I don't know what you would use on flies if you were to use a hot pepper wax on there. I bet that would deter them.
Did you carry that at your store?
Yeah. And
okay.
When you cut them back, did they regrow and reflower or no?
No, but the plant was still great. It was beautiful, but the leaves, but not reblooming.
Yeah. Try that. Try that next year. When they come on there, when you start to see them, try that. That they usually works pretty good for a deterrent.
Okay, I'll give that a try.
All right.
And then the last one, real quick. I have two endless summer hydrangeas, and I applied those granules to make them turn from pink to blue, but uh-huh. they didn't change. Any tips for that?
Yeah, in the spring, as soon as when it at the end of March, go ahead and put aluminum sulfate on there, and then when the bud, the leaves are on, and then the buds are the size of a quarter, you do it again, and that will make them that real deep, rich blue.
Got it. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right. Well, you have a great day. Yep. Bye-bye. Well, the time is up and we're done. I'll be back next Saturday. Next Saturday will be the last show of the season. We'll see you then and have a great weekend. Bye-bye.